giving away Mama WVH Dirty Honey tickets. The big show is early February at Starland Ballroom. Tickets at starlandballroom.com.
Cannot wait for that, by
this
the way.
This is a big show. We think these two bands have a great future.
Oh, just reported yesterday in Rat Rock News that Wolfgang Van Halen won the Rock Artist of the Year.
See?
From, I believe, Loudwire.
Loudwire. All right. I love it. So there you go. Here's your chance to win some tickets. Let's pay attention as today's No Sweat News is presented by Mattress Firm in the year-end sale. 50% off select mattresses from Sealy, Surdy, Sleepers, and more. All right. Remember back, now this is the best of or the worst of the No Sweat News from the year that was.
Year in review is what they call it.
2021. Remember there was a brief moment where awful parenting was the thing?
Oh, definitely.
Yes. Let's remember.
Parents were pulling their hairs out.
Let's remember Florida, capital of the No Sweat News, when Laura Carroll and her 17-year-old daughter got busted for cyber criminal crimes after they used their computer skills to break into the high school computer system. Why did they break into the high school computer system?
Why?
To rig the votes in the homecoming queen. Remember her?
Yep, I do. Fantastic. This mother really needed to get that daughter that crown.
She had to be the winner. And it was very interesting because the mother was actually a principal at one of the schools in the same district.
Oh, my God, Mom.
So,
what the hell?
What on?
Double failure as an educator and a mother.
Changing.
Great job.
To rig the votes for the homecoming queen.
That's pathetic.
God bless us, each and every one.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Remember when we were in the run-up to Valentine's Day and we did the story about the San Antonio Zoo who was naming cockroaches after your ex?
Yeah.
And then for an extra $5, they would feed the cockroach to another bigger animal.
Yeah, I like that. Very macabre.
For $25, they would name a rat after your ex and then feed it to a snake, and you could watch the snake on the live webcam eat your ex.
Yeah, I bought like 40 of those things.
Right.
And then they kept asking me, how come all of the rats are named the same thing?
Well,
and they were like, it's just one person, pal, but just, you know.
Just working on getting over it.
I paid the money, sir.
Well, remember when the vegan said, hey, what about us? And so the same zoo, the San Antonio Zoo, came up with a plan. They named a head of lettuce after your ex and fed it to a herbivore at the zoo.
That's kind of funny.
So that was fun.
That was good. The vegans always gotta, you know, they gotta
represent.
They like to be represented.
They like to be.
They enjoy it.
They like to be included.
They eat lots of vegetables.
They got exes too. You know, all my exes can't be rats being squeezed by some nasty boa constrictor.
That's true.
And then remember this guy in Indianapolis. I remember this fellow. He got a speeding ticket without actually being clocked by the police.
Now, how'd that happen? I don't remember this story at all.
Gabriel Sleeman, Indianapolis. He posted an Instagram video where he was doing 213 miles an hour in his Lambo in a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he was being all proud about it.
Sure.
And so
that's a hell of a speed right there. 213?
When you own a Lambo, obviously some of your friends are going to be like, this guy is such a jerk.
But I mean, wow.
He's doing 213 and a 55.
You know, I mean, NASCAR, those cars can get up to 185, 190 miles an hour. Well, you're going 213. You are blitzing.
Somebody sent the video to the Indiana State Police, and they reviewed it, and they said, here's your ticket.
That's not fair.
They gave him a ticket.
He didn't get pulled over.
Didn't get pulled over. Didn't get clocked by the police.
I'm not for this.
He just took the video that he posted included him driving and the speedometer.
Nope.
And Indiana police said that was good enough.
Uh-uh. I am very much of the Smokey and the Bandit and little-known Cannonball Run rule.
Ooh, love the Cannonball
Run. Which means the only way I believe a person should get a speeding ticket is if they're caught by the police and given a ticket right there. I don't like the New York City. You go through a yellow
red light, traffic light.
That's BS. Yeah, I don't like the tolls.
The
easy pass. You go through too fast through the tolls. And no. You catch me speeding, I'll pay the ticket. You don't catch me, no.
This guy got busted because he posted it on Instagram.
That's not fair. That guy shouldn't have been caught.
That's the worst of the no sweat news for today. We'll have three more really awful stories tomorrow, and all of which could end up with you seeing Wolfgang Van Halen and Dirty Honey at Starland Ballroom in
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.